Some say they're aliens from another world. But that's not true, because they travel the four corners of the earth to let you know where to hang out, where to find the best food, the best drink, and the best time. This is the award-winning Travel Planners Radio Show with Kevin and Sue McCarthy. And they are definitely human.
Hi, I'm Samantha Brown, and you're listening to the Travel Planners Radio Show.
It's time to chat with one of our regular contributors, Miss Patrice Rapley.
Yeah, Patrice is the editor for Travel Excursions and monthly columnist for Offbeat Travel, too. Welcome.
Hi, Kevin. Hi, Sue. How are you?
Another day in paradise. Where have you been?
Ooh, I went to the Central Oregon coast.
Great.
One day we're going to get there, you know, because Oregon's one of the last three states that we need to go to. You visited Depot Bay and Newport?
I did. Depot Bay and Newport, Oregon are about 118 miles or 2 hours and 21 minutes. Longer, of course, if you admire the beautiful coastal scenic mountains on the way, but a relatively short drive from Portland to visit these beautiful coastal cities.
We've got a Home Depot just a mile or so from the house here. I go to every so often.
And the Missouri River.
Yeah, right. But this sounds like a much better deal.
I'll say.
Where did you stay when you went there?
I almost hate to give this location away, Kevin and Sue, as it is one of those gems that you hope won't become too popular or you might have a difficult time getting in. It's the Inn at Arch Rock at Depot Bay. The town is very small, so it's easy to overlook this inn, but it has become one of my number one favorite getaways for the Central Coast.
Well, what makes it a favorite? Tell us about it.
Arch Rock has 19 rooms, 12 with fireplaces, and an excellent penthouse with jacuzzi. Five of the rooms are pet-friendly, too. I think what's so interesting is the architecture features three different sections that were built in 1948, the 90s, and 2014. So guests can choose their favorite era and room style. Since the 40s, the inn has hosted sea captains, families, and newlyweds, and it has such a rich history, not to mention the views from the rooms are stellar. In fact, when I stayed there, I loved room number 10, as it has this quaint kitchen and fireplace with cushioned bench seating underneath these massive windows on two sides of the room. I kind of snuggled up, read a book, and I just relaxed and gazed out over the ocean. And often, Kevin and Sue, a fog rolls into the bay, and it adds sort of this mysterious and almost eerie quality to the view. And the night it did that, I borrowed a video from the inn's library and watched the movie The Fog.
Nice.
The real fog was moving into the bay. You could even hear, like, the fog horns in the distance. It was so cool.
When you first mentioned that window, the thought came to my mind of you sitting there and a photographer using a haze or a fog filter to look out, and you just nailed it.
It's so cool.
And you mentioned that that was room number 10, so I wonder how many people are going to come and ask for room number 10 now.
That's not the one with the ghosts and stuff in it, is it?
No, I don't think there's any ghosts
okay. Here,
but it is super cool. Like, the innkeepers, Sue Brown and Jeff Wilson, are super friendly, and they put on a great continental breakfast with coffee from the famous Pirate Coffee Company. You can also, Kevin and Sue, put your breakfast on a tray, take it to your room, or sit in a breakfast nook and enjoy the ocean views. And I think what's so picturesque about this inn, it's built on a bluff that overlooks the Pacific Ocean and is really private. They also have a lovely lawn behind the inn with chaise lounges where you can watch the whales during the migration seasons, as well as their own private beach down a flight of stairs.
Well, that sounds really like a nice place to go.
Yeah, is there anything else to do other than contemplate the inside of your eyelids? It sounds like this is a perfect place for a nap.
Oh, you're not kidding. Yes, as a matter of fact, there's some pretty good dining there. Just down the road from the inn a few blocks is the Tidal Rave Seafood Grill. It is so popular, you may have to wait a bit to get in if you don't make reservations for dinner. So I opted to pop in at lunch, and I ordered their signature starter Seahawk bread that is a toasted baguette smothered with fresh smoked salmon, cream cheese, Havarti shrimp, and onion. Too delicious.
Yeah, I'm in. That's worth the trip to Oregon.
Oh, totally. And I had to have their rich clam chowder and an order of their luscious Dungeness crab cakes. I couldn't even breathe when I was done, but it was so worth it.
Well, then that's why you go out and take a hike, right? Are there trails around?
There are. I was amazed at the number of beach walks and park forest walks in the small town. I started with the half-mile North Point pedestrian loop, and that begins right next to the Inn at Arch Rock and winds around Pirate Cove, great name, with beautiful ocean views along the Bluff Trail. You can bring your camera because the different views are breathtaking and a great place to whale watch, as they have little benches and things scattered throughout this half-mile walk. There also is Sleeping Dragon Rock, which is sort of this iconic, it looks like a sleeping dragon, that is at the end of the walk. So a great place to go. There also is the beautiful trail located just past Highway 101 Bridge at the end of the city park called the South Depot Bay Creek Nature Trail. And it features several trails that wind through the forest. They're level, so it's super easy to walk, and it's relaxing and cool, and you can see Sitka spruce, trillium, and they also have some interesting natural formations, such as the Wizard's Chair, and I'm not going to give that away. People have to go there and just go experience what it is. And this really cool table out in the middle, fashioned from logs, you just have to go and see it, and that's probably about a mile and a half loop.
Did you do any shopping for anything other than tea?
Funny you should ask. I did, but you mentioned tea. I actually found this place a couple of years ago. It's Pirate Coffee Company, and it's located adjacent to Highway 101 in Depot Bay. Kevin and Sue, I found this brilliant coffee house a few years ago and stopped in having no idea that I had found the best coffee in Oregon and Washington. Barry and Sharon Philpott started Pirate Coffee Company in 2002 and then moved to their current location there in Depot Bay in 2005. Their coffee roasting produces 21 different roasts, with my two favorites, the Black Pearls Espresso and Tsunami Blend. To this day, I have them ship their whole bean coffee to me on a regular basis.
Excellent.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good. But what about tea? Did they have tea also?
They have some tea as well, but they are known for their coffee. In fact, after Barry and Sharon had raised their daughters in the art of roasting, they retired. Now Shay and Bree run the coffee house, and their coffee is so famous that the Houses of Parliament in London order their coffee shipped as well.
Get out.
No, seriously. And it's funny because it seems a fairly small and unassuming coffee house, but when you taste their on-site roasted coffees and the in-house made chocolates and baked goods, you realize you found a unique and treasured place.
Well, I guess if it's good enough for the House of Lords, it's good enough for us.
Huh? Well, yeah. Sure.
Exactly. Royalty, right? Oh, it is so good. It's such an amazing place. And they ship internationally as well. So, you know, people can just go to their site if they can't make it to Oregon.
Okay.
Hey, Patrice, give us the websites for that.
Yeah, I want to order some.
Yeah, and then possibly we'll have time to talk about Newport also.
You betcha. For the Inn at Arch Rock, it's www.innatarchrock.com and www.piratecoffeecompany.com.
Great.
Super. Well, let's hold that thought. We need to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to continue our discussion about Newport, Oregon.
Yes, we will. And Patrice gets around. We want to thank her very much for being a regular contributor to the Travel Planners Radio Show. You can be a regular listener, and we thank you very much for that. Feel free to send us an email anytime you like. We answer all the emails as long as there's something in the subject matter that we know it's not junk mail, okay? Kevin and Sue Travel, all one word, at yahoo.com. I'm Kevin McCarthy. Sue will be back with us next week. Fear not, back in a moment on the Gab Radio Network.